Family and friends of the Army's ill-fated 507th Maintenance Company are anxiously awaiting news of their loved ones. The company came under enemy fire on Sunday after getting lost in southern Iraq. 5 soldiers were taken prisoner, 8 are missing, 2 are confirmed dead. 507th is based at Fort Bliss, near El Paso, Texas, from where NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
For a while, during the first few days of the war, the mood here at Fort Bliss was tense but excited. This base focuses on air defense. Patriot missiles are its specialty. But it all changed Sunday when television images of dead GIs and frightened American prisoners of war were beamed around the world. 18-year-old Jennifer Grubb's husband, James Grubb, is a specialist with the 507th Maintenance Company. He's a diesel mechanic. Jennifer Grubb learned the bad news about her husband's company that morning from TV.
I was scared that my husband was a POW or he was killed, or I was thinking the worst.
Jennifer soon found out that her husband had been shot 3 times and hit by shrapnel. That was the bad news. The good news was that he was in an American Army hospital and expected to pull through. Grubb was scared when James left for Kuwait on February 22nd, but she says he tried to reassure her.
I know he said that he would be okay and that he's a maintenance company. Nothing's supposed to happen to them. They're not supposed to be up there, really. But they go where they tell them to go, and it's just an accident.
Jennifer Grubb has a stunned and faraway look about her, her emotions quivering beneath the surface. She says she's trying to stay focused on their 2.5-year-old daughter, Jacqueline. But the last 2 days have made the young teenager unsure whether she's got what it takes to be a military wife.
It's his choice, you know, his career, his choice. But I would personally not be in the military. It's just, I'm not that kind of person. My husband, he's a very heroic person. He's dedicated to his job. He wants to make it a career. He wants to do a 20-year commitment to the Army. It's hard. You have to be cut out to be a military wife.
As difficult as the situation is for Jennifer Grubb, it is even more agonizing for the family and friends of those who were taken prisoner or who are, even worse, missing in action. 19-year-old Jessica Lynch from Palestine, West Virginia, is one of those missing from the 507th. Her close friend and former kindergarten teacher, Linda Davies, was corresponding with a young soldier right up until the weekend.
Jesse, last letter I got from her was about a week ago, and she had gotten to Kuwait. She had laughed because when they first got there, they were in their trucks and ended up on the wrong road. It was an adventure to her because Jessica loves to travel, and that's one of her goals in life. So she thought it was funny, but she said nobody else did.
But the 507th's wrong turn in Iraq was tragic, not funny. Now their loved ones must endure the most anxious days of their lives. Linda Davies holds the latest letter from Jessica Lynch in her hand and prays it will not be the last.
And then she ends, "One day I will be a teacher standing in your spot, okay? Keep me and all soldiers in your prayers and thoughts as we will do our best to protect you all." So now she's in this situation.
For the family and friends of those who are held prisoner or who are missing in action, the advance of the American Army toward Baghdad cannot go fast enough. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, at the Fort Bliss Army Installation, El Paso, Texas.